April 12th, 2023, half past 430, episode 430, let's go. Of course, I have a few things to share with you guys, an evening of reflection. Shall we? NYPD detective's boss terrorized her with dick pics and creepy come-ons. Lawsuit alleges, is that a gun in your pocket or are you happy to see me? When did law enforcement become such horn dogs? First we had the officers in Tennessee and that mess of a scandal. Then I just had episode 429, the dispatcher in Behar County, Texas, was cheating on her husband with multiple law enforcement officers. Now we got New York. Oh, New York City, the greatest city in the world. NYPD blue, blue bloods, and apparently blue balls. A married NYPD detective claims her commanding officer subjected her to an unceasing barrage of harassment from offering her a vacation day in exchange for her underwear, what? To sending sexually explicit text messages and pictures of his penis and napkins with ejaculate on it. Shout out to this woman for having the courage to stand up and put it into this guy. Because you already know my line of thinking. Most likely it didn't start with her and it wouldn't have stopped with her. This guy is comfortable abusing his position and intimidating other women, just walking around with a stiffy all day, handing out his own personal brand of DNA evidence. The environment was so toxic, she feared for her family safety, absolutely. According to a lawsuit filed Wednesday in New York State Supreme Court and obtained by the Daily Beast, Detective Michelle Almanzar says she was effectively forced to let Captain Brian Flynn's behavior continue because when she tried to get him to stop, not only did she suffer, but he would often take his frustration out on her work partner as well as her team. How did he make Captain being so stupid? She's a detective. Her mind is a very well-oiled machine that wasn't going to stop running until she found a way to safely stick it to his silly ass, and I'm here for it. Almanzar, a 9-year veteran assigned to the 50th precinct in the Bronx, eventually became so anxious when she had to go near Flynn's office, which was directly in line with the restroom, that she refused to go alone. The suit alleges, damn, it's a lot worse than it sounds. Almanzar's attorney, Leslie Swartz, told the Daily Beast, believe me, I've seen the pictures. Oh, Christmas comes early, because the only thing more embarrassing than the lawyer saying, I've seen the pictures, ilk, is going to be the jury taking one peek at his little birdie and convicting him faster than you could say chopped cheese. There are at least two others in the same situation as Almanzar, but they are very fearful of coming forward, Swartz said, adding, I implore them to come forward. If they want to reach out to me anonymously, that's fine. But I really don't want these women to think that they've done something wrong because of a creep. Maybe Detective Almanzar's courage will empower these other women to step forward and get some closure, to get some retribution, because this just didn't start with him becoming a captain. You just don't roll over in the morning and pick out one woman and start sending her pictures. He's been doing this for a while. The alleged harassment, which Almanzar says began shortly after Flynn transferred to the 50th in April 2021. And that's the question that you need to ask. Did he transfer because it was convenient, or was he low-key forced to transfer, started out with the sexually inappropriate text messages and sexually charged comments, according to the lawsuit? Things then escalated with Flynn texting Almanzar dick pics and worse, which she says appeared to be taken in his office at the 50th precinct. He alleged he didn't even get his name on the door yet. And he allegedly asked Almanzar, who Schwartz says is married to a fellow police officer, to go out on dates with him and offer her special treatment as long as she continued to allow his advances, including one very specific instance whereby he texted to her, I was going to give you a commander's day if you just give me your panties. That is so disgusting, disrespectful, and out of pocket that I think if he was in any other profession, he would have been fired, charged, and forced to register as a sex offender. The only thing that's been keeping him safe this whole time was his badge and his position as a ranking police officer. Plaintiff Almanzar did her best to ignore and or redirect his attention, but that only seemed to make him more aggressive toward her. The lawsuit states, is he going to fight any crime? He's just chasing women around the precinct all day. In response, Almanzar says in her complaint that she tried to block Flynn's number on her phone. However, he simply lashed out at her by making her needlessly redo reports she had filed and denying her request for time off, Almanzar alleges. So she says she would often permit him to send her sexually explicit texts for her career's sake. That has to be extremely disheartening and discouraging, because this is not just a gig we're talking about here. Becoming a police detective is someone's dream job. And imagine you're on the path on your dream job and you get this jerk that doesn't even care about you advancing your career. He just wants to send you pictures all day. The harassment went on for a year and a half, according to Almanzar, who says she continually told Flynn that she was not interested in having a sexual relationship with him. At one point, according to Almanzar's lawsuit, an angry Flynn, in an attempt to show her who's boss, posted signs around the floor with pictures of a rat in a cop's uniform with Almanzar written on them. I don't know if that was some attempt to get other officers in the precinct to look at her in some sort of negative fashion, but to me, as a police captain, that makes him look childish and unprofessional. She attempted to get away from him, and she wasn't permitted to because of whatever comments he made to other officers in the department about Almanzar. Yeah, he was kicking her back. And Schwartz told the Daily Beast he blocked it. Nobody would take her. The Bronx Warrant Division is not a piece of cake. She's a cop through and through. My client never had an affair. And never did anything except try to get him not to punish her. Clearly, he was singling her out. You can't tell me there wasn't other officers in that precinct that seen these events unfolding and was thinking to themselves, this guy's a nutcase. Last November, Almanzar decided she had had enough. She reported Flynn to the NYPD's Equal Employment Opportunity Office, and she turned over her phone to investigators. Flynn was then transferred out of the 50th precinct, but Almanzar says she was never informed as to what he had been told, despite the fact she was extremely fearful for her safety as well as that of her family. Should defendant Captain Flynn be told it was because of her complaint? Obviously, today he knows, Schwartz said on Wednesday. Since she accused Flynn of being a harasser, and I think the term harasser is putting it very mildly, Almanzar has been kept completely away from any investigation, except to learn through the grapevine that defendant Captain Flynn was facing discipline for something completely unrelated to her complaints, her lawsuit states. That definitely sounds like he's part of some type of good old boys club, the same good old boys club that made him captain and the same good old boys club that got him out of whatever precinct he came from before he faced some type of similar backlash. Almanzar's husband, who was assigned to a different precinct elsewhere in the city, has also had a rough go of things in light of her situation, according to Schwartz. People talk, she said, and the talk wasn't truthful. On January 9th, Almanzar informed the NYPD that she would be suing the department, Flynn, and a group of unnamed sergeants at the 50th A. Because I can't make you listen, but I can make you wish you did. A day later, the NYPD's Internal Affairs Bureau, IAB, asked Almanzar to meet with them. After the meeting, which Schwartz attended with her, Almanzar says in her suit that she went back to the 50th, where one of the sergeants yelled at her in front of a group of other cops. And that's a clear indication that everybody in that precinct knew exactly what that guy was doing to her. But instead of stepping in to help, they figured it was better her than them. You couldn't just keep them happy. Now look, we are all under the microscope, the sergeant says. So what are you trying to say? Is her fault or something? According to Almanzar, who asked the officer, a mandated reporter under the law, why he never reported the harassment himself, we figured you liked it, the sergeant allegedly replied. The bar must be set very low. The ranks must be very thin in the NYPD to let these fools within your ranks. And then giving them positions of sergeant and captain, positions where you're supposed to go to them if something is wrong, but you can't because either they're the ones doing it or they're the ones turning a blind eye to it. Almanzar, who remains on the job, is now seeking damages of an undetermined amount, plus interest, attorney fees, legal costs, and any other relief the court deems just. Swartz noted that Flynn also remains employed by the NYPD and said, "We have no knowledge of him being disciplined." She said there was more to the story that we're not ready to divulge and that she'll have to wait to know when that will be. It's just giving me the vibe that he's cool with someone or he has a few people that has some pull and they're keeping him protected in a holding pattern until the other shoe drops. He really shouldn't be working. He's probably sending somebody some unsolicited dick pics as we speak. I want to see how this hits first. It's going to hit like a mule kick and I can't wait to see the fallout. And what, if any, retribution will be aimed toward Almanzar, she said. So for now, there are things that will still be kept under wraps for safety purposes. My client did not want to sue, but nobody wanted to talk to us. They were too busy trying to keep their own jobs. Nobody wanted to deal with it. The new commissioner put out a whole booklet on how her department was supposed to deal with these sorts of complaints. Not one thing in that booklet was done. They knew exactly what was happening in that precinct. They didn't want to say anything because they wanted to protect their necks. And had they done anything in that booklet, that means they would have had to admit that someone was actually doing something wrong. That whole precinct needs to be flipped and bounced. Next up, Brownsville woman arrested for stalking former lover's wife. Police say, I would be so offended. What, I'm not good enough to stalk? You break the chain of command and go straight for my main lady? A Brownsville woman admitted to having an affair with a married man and stalking his wife. Police said, you see how that sounds like it doesn't make any sense? That's because it doesn't. Just messy all across the board. Why did she have to know you were married? And even worse, why did she have to know who you were married to? Viridiana Perez Garcia, 38, turned herself in on April 6th on an arrest warrant for stalking. According to a news release from the Brownsville Police Department, Perez told police she had an affair with a married man who broke up with her, just spilling all the beans. This is why you gotta mess with somebody who has nothing to gain by putting your business or their business out there. Take pride and discretion. She kept sending the man multiple text messages after the falling out, just making it hot, sending him stupid messages like, are we finished or are we done? In May of 2022, the man filed a report against Perez for harassment. The release stated, Perez then began sending messages to the man's wife, oh God, and her family. Detectives on the case made contact with Perez and advised her that she needed to stop all communications with the victim and his family. Did she not consult her side chick handbook? Page 3, if for whatever reason you break up my happy marriage, we do not get to be together by default. After the messages, Perez started to show up at the wife's workplace and caused several scenes. The release stated, just messy. A warrant for arrest was issued shortly after. Perez's bond was set at $5,000. Because let's be honest with each other, his marriage is just about done. How many of you think he's going to bail her out? Just something to keep them busy until the other shoe drops. Fun show. Fun show. Fun show. That being said, I'm going to wrap this one up, but I'll be sure to talk to you guys very, very soon. Adios.